USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden says he'll reach his goal of delivering 100 million COVID-19 vaccines to Americans on Friday. When he took office, he said he wanted to reach the 100 million mark within his first 100 days, putting the deadline at May 2nd. He's 43 days ahead of schedule. He says we need to keep fighting.
Keep the faith. Keep wearing the mask. Keep washing your hands. And keep socially distanced. We're going to beat this. We're way ahead of schedule. But we got a long way to go.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been asking China to influence North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. This just hours after the North said it will ignore any U.S. offers to resume nuclear negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block the tax mandate in the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of funds for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying that the mandate forces states to either accept the stimulus funds or keep their sovereign authority to reduce taxes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden has ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 8 people killed in a series of shootings at Atlanta-area spas this week. He issued a proclamation saying the flags should be at half-staff through sunset on Monday. Robert Long, who police say confessed to all 3 shooting attacks, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County Court, but the hearing was canceled after a request from Long's attorney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Senate is continuing testimony over the coronavirus rollout. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Some of the nation's top health experts testified before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout on Thursday. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajit Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration expanded export sanctions on Russia over the poisoning and detention of opposition politician and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The sanctions were first imposed in 2018 in response to the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The European Union has also sanctioned Russia on accusations of its involvement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.